I'm Chad Christopher, and you're listening to the Orange Rocket Post Audiocast. You might call Erica Group a 21st century Renaissance woman, interior designer, collector, artist, and now the owner of a business called Nature's Patina inside the new South of New York Market in downtown DeLand. It's a place where she's able to display her collection of vintage items and showcase her artistic talents. Erica's journey to being one of Central Florida's top creatives started a few years ago in college.
I started out in architecture school at the University of South Florida. Wanted something a little bit more creative. I moved to upstate New York, got my degree in interior design, and really started collecting there. I worked at an antique shop. 2 years later, after going to school there, I drove a U-Haul back down with all my treasures. Of course, some of those I'm keeping, but a lot of them I've sold already. I think I only have one New York piece left in my booth. Some of the pieces I've made, some of the larger furniture pieces and the textiles on the furniture, I'll just snatch it up wherever I can.
What do you make of the popularity, this growing movement of vintage and vintage being cool for every generation, really?
Yeah, there was a woman in earlier that, an older woman, and she said, "Oh my gosh, I know I'm much older than you, so you might not be able to relate to this, but as I'm walking through here, I see so many pieces that I used to have, and I think, oh my gosh, why did I get rid of that?" And I said, well, you know, things go in and out, but it really is popular across the board. I wrote my thesis on antiques in the home environment and how I think that, you know, there's a place for IKEA furniture. You know, I like IKEA, but with this generation, like, what are our antiques going to be? You know, there's just not that sustainability of the furniture. It's not lasting, that type of furniture. So I think it's appealing, the hand built, and the things were just made a lot better. I think it's appealing. It's so fun watching people's excitement, not only with my things, with everyone's things. This isn't a place you're gonna come in necessarily like, oh, I'm looking for a this and find it. This is kind of, you know it when you see it. And it's so fun seeing the excitement of finding these unique pieces, and I try to, when I can, let the other vendors know, oh, this woman was so excited, she has the perfect spot for this painting, and or collects this, and people are excited when they buy stuff like this. Mm-hmm. It's not like going to Publix or something.
What's the coolest thing you've ever found?
I think one of my most unique pieces, it is not for sale. It came from New York. I took a furniture class when I was in design school, and I took three old antique chairs and made them into a bench. The chair backs make up a bench. That might be one of my most unique repurposed pieces. I was just in Atlanta, actually wedding dress shopping with my sister and my mom and my grandmother. My sister is getting married, and so of course I had to do some hunting while I was there, and found a really old pair of wooden crutches. They almost look like a fish if you hang them horizontally. I'd never seen a pair quite like that. Very old, the shape of them. It wasn't a traditional crutch, and the metal base to it was neat. Most recently, I would say that's the most unique thing I found. Although I'm an interior designer, I also love graphic design and have dabbled in that a little bit. I love doing invitations for weddings, and I've done a lot of chalkboards and signage for events, mostly weddings. My biggest project is the DeLand Wings. They're located in Pill Alley, right here behind the strip of buildings. I used to work at Dress Boutique, which the owner here owns, and we're always doing photo shoots in that alley. It's the perfect lighting back there. And got an idea one day for a quick photo shoot just to draw these wings in chalk. And I got permission from the owner of the building, and I told her I'd wash them away as soon as we were done with the photo shoot. And she said, oh my gosh, no, leave them up. So they stayed up for a couple weeks, even lasted through a few rains.
You know, it's almost like those wings have become a cultural landmark here in the city of Deland.
They really have, and I had no idea that they would turn into that, but when they washed away being chalk, I was getting so much interest and attention about them, and where are they, and oh my gosh, they washed away. And the owner of the building asked me, Barb Shepherd, she's the editor for The Beacon, asked me if I would paint them, and of course, I had already been daydreaming about that, and so, yeah. They really have grown, and so many people come in asking where the wings are, and it's so fun to see all the different photos and what people do with them, and they mean a lot to a lot of people. It's really neat.
How far away has someone come to, like, take pictures with those wings? Do you know?
Oh, gosh. That's a great question. I have family from New York that came down and took their pictures. Of course, they didn't come specifically for the wings. I would say some that I know of, Orlando.
So do you plan to do more of that type of art in and around Deland?
Yes, actually. Over Christmas, I did a small installation just in chalk of mistletoe in that same alley. Same concept, just the interactive mural photo op. But there is talk of a collaboration with another mural artist in Deland coming soon.
Erica's wings in the alleyway continue to grow in popularity. Models, kids, couples, and even dogs have all been photographed with the wings. You can find many of the images on Instagram.